is the Steve Cochran Show
on 720 WGN.
So be true to your school.
Somebody said to me, is the most valuable person on the planet, is it like adult of the week? No, it's more like adult of the day. And sometimes it's kids. Kids doing amazing things. About to join us are two amazing young ladies, Abby Malbin and also Avni Shah. And I'm sure they'll tell me how to properly pronounce their names when they join us in just a second, who saw a problem in their school. They are attacking it. They went to the school board. Sandberg, explain and introduce.
So these ladies are very impressive high school students in Naperville, which is where you hail from.
Yeah, Matea Valley and Waubonsie Valley High.
All part of the Indian Prairie high school district thing. Mm-hmm. And there's a law that went into effect in January about making feminine products available to students, because they determined that kids missed school and things like that because they didn't have access to the
sure.
products, especially lower income. And if they provided them with these products, then they could continue school with minimal interruption.
So I would assume that in every girls' ladies' bathroom, they're all available.
That would be an incorrect assumption.
Oh, boy.
So the law, by letter, has them in a bathroom near a nurse's office, one area. And these ladies have gone to the school board to complain, because in order to get these products, you have to ask for a pass for your
right.
teacher.
These are big schools.
To go to the other side of the building
schools.
To get it. You're missing class time, and teachers can deny you the pass. And girls are uncomfortable, which I don't blame them. I would never have been able to talk about this topic when I was in high school.
Especially raise your hand and say,
right, oh,
you know,
can I get a pass to go get, you know, a tampon?
Or
it's uncomfortable. So they want to be able to have them in all the bathrooms.
Yeah, this is a great school district, and this seems really poorly thought out. So I'm glad these girls are stepping up. Let's meet them. Starting with Avni. Avni, is that right?
Yes, that is. Thank you.
Avni Shah, and also on the phone, without hanging up on her here, Abby Malbin. Good morning, Abby.
Good morning.
Sandberg, take it away.
So, girls, I know the law went into effect in January, but this isn't an issue. This was an issue prior to the law even being in.
True.
Yes, yeah, completely. We're both student journalists. We write for a school newspaper. And initially, how we found out about the law was I was looking into seeing if I could get school funds to do this ourselves. And I was researching it for a story, and I actually found out that it was a law. So I've been working on this story since around spring break of last year.
And then you created the Menstrual Action Network.
Yeah, so man, I'm Abby. I created the network, and we have a group of students who spoke out at the school board, but also the t-shirts that we sold were for a nonprofit organization. That was really cool to raise money for.
And obviously, man, the acronym gets some attention. The Menstrual Action Network, blazing across your t-shirt, gets some attention. So you go to the school board meeting when?
It was just this past Monday, November 12th.
How did it go?
Pretty well. We definitely made our point. As of right now, we're waiting to see what the response will be, but it doesn't look like it'll be in our favor.
It doesn't look like it'll be in your favor. Why would that be?
Some student journalists from our school covered the event, and they spoke to members of the board after the meeting, and the board understood where they're coming from, but it seems like they're saying that the approach they're taking right now is appropriate. A story would have been made with son spoke to the assistant superintendent of high schools, Louis Lee, and he said that they will continue with what they're doing right now and putting it in bathrooms and
Your phones are a little crazy here. So
I don't want to criticize their superintendent because I don't know him well, but the him part of that strikes a chord with me, an irritation, because I think there's a lack of understanding. And I know one of the points that is brought up, that if these girls were prepared and brought their things with them, this wouldn't even be an issue.
It's not how it works, I
but
understand.
Girls start menstruating, you know, age 9, average age 12. It's very unpredictable the first few years. You can't always be prepared. And there's girls there, you had story after story of, you know, a friend said, tie your shirt around your waist because you're bleeding through your pants and your teacher isn't letting you go across the school to get what you need.
It's ridiculous.
It's basic. It's very basic. So,
I just understand this, because as I said, I'd love to talk to you guys for a while here, but your phones are tough to hear a little bit. This comes down to a money thing. Is that what they're telling you?
So I interviewed the assistant principal at Naperville Central, District 203, which is a district right by us, and they strictly comply with the law. And I had talked to her about budget. Is it a problem? Is it something that's come to her attention? And she said after implementing the Learn with Dignity Act, it has not affected the budget to her knowledge. Mm. And in doing my research, because the budget is public, public knowledge, and products like toilet paper and paper towels aren't included in the budget, so or at least to the public. So I don't think it's a budget issue. It's not an issue of whether or not we have the faculty or staff to continue to like support the refill for this product. I honestly think it's an issue of convenience for the school district and if they really want to go out of their way to provide for their students.
Yeah.
Well, what are we talking about? We're talking about putting dispensing machines on the walls of these restaurants.
Right, and
right?
Having to fill them. I mean, that has to be a not the most time-consuming project.
I mean, you ladies are in the middle of this. I don't frankly understand why this is even an issue. It seems like if you brought it up, they would go, yeah, you know what? We should fix that.
Exactly. Neither do we. That's exactly what we think.
So what's the next step? Is there a next step? Or because here's the other thing. I know this district. Parents fund things as they do in other schools all the time. If there was a need for private funding of this, parents would step up and do it. Not that they should. This should be something that the school board covers, or the school district covers. So do we need parents and other people to contact the school board and say, what's the deal?
Yes. So our next step is something that we've been considering is obviously as students, we value student voice. But we know that we're not the greatest enemy of the school board. So at the next meeting, November 26th, we're planning on filling the public comment section with parents talking about their students and how this is an inconvenience for their students. We want both moms and dads to talk on this issue. And we feel it's really important. So first, we wanted to hear from the students, and now we're going to hear from the parents. And then we'll go from there.
Well, it's generally, you know, it's not just convenience. It's comfort, dignity, and health. You know,
exactly. It's the Learn with Dignity Act.
You guys are great. Don't give up the fight. Don't be put off by the fact that you feel like maybe you hit a speed bump here. I think you're doing a great thing here, and I'm going to put you on hold so we make sure we have the right contact point so we can let people know how to contact the school board. In the meantime, this doesn't have to be contentious. This doesn't have to be, you suck, I can't believe you're doing this. This is simply a request, an appropriate request for something to be done and a reasonable explanation why it can't be done right now.
For a natural biological function.
Exactly.
That they're not choosing to have to deal with.
Yeah, and by the way, for the people in that district that are in charge and the board members, because I know there's some board members listening now, if you have a side to this that you think isn't being aired, let us know. I'll put you on. I'll absolutely talk to you. But in the meantime, girls, it's obvious why you're the most valuable.
I've already made my decision, and I'm with these girls.
Yeah, well, so am I.
Yeah,
yeah, absolutely.
Thank you.
It's obvious. Thank you, guys. And get to school and stop talking to me. Hold on.
The thing about that story, which is tremendous to me, is that it's written in a way that there, it needs to be applied to a restroom near the nurse's office. And you wonder why they did it that way in the State House, why they wrote it that way, and what kind of lobby forced them to write it that way. Why wouldn't they just say bathrooms in a school?
I'm guessing somebody has a lack of understanding. And it's not a medical issue, but it's falling under that umbrella. This isn't like somebody's going to get insulin and
yeah,
needs it within proximity.
Or even birth control or anything. Like, it's not even a religious issue. This is menstruation. This is this is something everybody does. So I don't understand why the school is following the letter of the law and why the letter of the law is like that.
And even if, you know, the girls that come from families that have plenty of money and they're prepared or whatever, the people that don't have the money to afford the products and they can't go to school because they can't leave class to go get the product is...
Well, you know, texters are chiming in and they get it. 630, what's next? No toilet paper. 727, I don't know where that is. Have students ever gone on strike? Seems like if you haven't, this is the time. 847, middle school. I work in has free products in every bathroom. I don't understand why this would be an issue in a high school.
And on
it goes. And those girls don't sound like they're trying to pull a cool scam to get feminine hygiene products. You know, that old scam.
And I don't know about you, Mary, but I wouldn't have been able to fight for that. I would have been so embarrassed to even discuss that. I'm so impressed with
them. Those girls are so brave to do that. I mean, just, you know, embarrassing among their boyfriends.
Right, exactly.
And stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, so it's something that seems easily fixable, and we'd love to hear from the school board as to why we might be missing a point here.
And I'd love to know about it from the State House point of view, why they wrote it that way. Like, get the Naperville State House District, the representative or senator.
Oh, last thing you want is a politician.
Well,
Naperville North alumni here, class of 2004, you go, girls. As a man who's had several lady friends go through the same type of embarrassing situations you all described, one would think this would be mandatory by now. In and all bathrooms, funding is not an excuse, and that's a dude. All right. Anna, you got another side of this that I'm not aware of? As I said, let us know. 312-981-7200. Text or call.